Three common mistakes. Before you begin, deeply consider the three problems or mistakes that are most common as people attempt to live gospel-centered lives. People who make these assumptions are not likely to succeed in internalizing the six events. First, that the sequence is unimportant. Have you ever seen someone being pressured toward the church before they understood the gospel? Have you ever seen someone being taught the gospel before they had any sense of their own worth and of your genuine caring for them? Second, that you don't need all six events. You can ignore one or more of them. Have you ever seen someone who believed in Christ but felt that covenant making and the ordinances weren't necessary? Do you really need to be involved in all three purposes of the church? Teaching the gospel, perfecting the saints, and redeeming the dead? Third, that once through is sufficient. Have you ever seen a returned missionary lose his or her faith? Have you ever seen a devoted priesthood leader, now released from a calling, replace fire and commitment with cynicism, even anger? Does this mean that a person needs to go regularly through each event, slowly and patiently, before moving on to the next one? My answer is yes and no. Yes, in the sense that the first time should be in the proper sequence, just like our own temple experience for ourselves. No, in the sense that any of the events, truly experienced and internalized, always embody the earlier ones. Just as when we do work for the dead in the temple, there are preparatory ordinances, endowments, and sealings. Furthermore, when we regularly internalize all six events, the nature of our insight and understanding of the first events is informed and matured by our understanding and insight of the later events, so that it becomes almost like an upward spiral staircase wherein we experience these events in an entirely new way, with new meaning and learning. This is just as it is when we regularly worship and serve in the temple, and when we regularly read, ponder, and pray about the scriptures. Two levels of initiative. At the end of each of the chapters in the next section, I suggest two levels of action. This two-step approach will require you to exercise your own initiative, to step out as the prophet Joseph did in bringing about the restoration. The first level introduces basic or personal initiatives. The second represents a more advanced application that we will call enlarging service initiatives. A sports metaphor may reinforce the concept of how levels of development build upon each other. For instance, take a team sport like soccer. Until people are physically fit, they can't really develop the skills to play that specific game and to bond as a team. Similarly, in school, each grade builds upon the last one completed. We need to start at a basic level and then move forward into more advanced initiatives. We are dealing with principles here, but we're also dealing with individual persons who have different levels of desire, commitment, patience, and skill, and who live in unique circumstances. The best way, therefore, to get the most from this book is to figure out your own best way and adapt the suggestions to what you feel is most wise for you and for your loved ones. Even though I will suggest that you seriously consider the two steps or levels of initiative given at the end of each chapter, as the spirit of this process overtakes you, it will be like the spirit of conversion, and you will be guided by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit as to what else you should do next. A cycle of learning takes place as we commit ourselves to do what we are inspired to do. As it applies to this book, we might start in the center of the circle with one or two new concepts we have learned. Then, when we commit to act upon the knowledge we have gained, going forward and doing what we have committed to do, we learn even more, and we grow in our commitment to follow our learning with our behavior. Thus, the cycle continues, and our knowledge and power to do grow ever larger.